So let's continue with foreign currency translation, which will be teed up by Hannah.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. The purpose of this session on foreign currency translation is twofold. Firstly, to give you an update about the ISB's research project on foreign currency translation, and secondly, to consider whether there's any interest in carrying out some further research in this area, which would help provide some input into the priority the ISB should give to the topic in the future. To start with a bit of background, in 2011, the Career Accounting Standards Board formally raised concerns with the ISB that applying the current accounting standards to the translation of foreign currency transactions might not always reflect the economic substance. And this is in particular a reference to times of significant changes and volatility in exchange rates due to financial crises and in respect of sort of longer term monetary items that were denominated in a foreign currency. And you may remember that at the time the KASB also raised this issue with the Emerging Economies Group and the Asian Oceania Standard Setters Group. And at that time, the KSB also proposed that the ISB carry out a more comprehensive review of IS 21 to clarify the conceptual basis for the translation requirements in the standard. And this, it's felt, would help provide a basis for addressing specific narrow scope concerns for the standard and for reviewing the relevance of possible accounting alternatives in the future if you've got a stronger conceptual basis clarified. In response, the ISB included the issue in its agenda consultation in 2011 in the request for views. And as an outcome of that, in 2012, the ISB added this topic to the list of issues to be included in the research programme, with the view of considering the matters that were being raised by the KSB when staff became available. So in October, the ISB did consider these two proposals from the KASB, and at that meeting, the ISB decided, firstly, not to pursue the proposal for the specific narrow scope amendment to IS 21, but secondly, to retain foreign currency translation in its research programme, but as a longer term and a broader focus topic, so sort of moving away from specific narrow scope issues. In doing so, I think the ISB acknowledges that IS 21, as an older standard, doesn't have a meaningful objective or provide a basis of conclusions. But the ISB was not yet convinced that there's an urgent need to address the standard on a comprehensive basis, so hence moving it onto a sort of longer-term basis. For example, it's not clear that the accounting that's required by IS 21 would necessarily significantly change just by adding an objective or basis of conclusions. However, the ISB did decide to highlight the topic, including the work that's been undertaken by the KSB, which is very helpful and useful, and also the ISB's decisions that it took in October, when it undertakes the next agenda consultation next year. The ISB is planning to publish a request for views towards the end of 2015, and so therefore any additional work undertaken before the end of next year by national standard setters or other stakeholders that have an interest in this area would be very helpful in increasing the amount of information available to those participating in the agenda consultation. Any such work and the feedback from the agenda consultation itself will help the ISB decide whether to give a review of IS 21 a higher priority or, at the other end of the spectrum, even remove it from its research programme. So this morning I have three questions for you to consider. The first one is whether you have any comments on the ISB's recent decision to retain foreign currency translation in the research programme, but as a longer term and broader focus topic, and to add it to the next agenda consultation. And the second one is whether you're aware, if you're aware of whether there's any interest amongst any groups or standard setters in exploring these broader conceptual issues and concerns related to IS 21. And finally, whether you've got any suggestions as to how to ensure that any research could best help provide input into the priority the ISB should give the topic in the future, bearing in mind the ISB's focus on the broader conceptual issues.
Clemens.
Yeah, I have a question, but not exactly relating to the three that you raised. It's about the KSB work. I think they have done quite a substantial research up to date on this subject. And when you said that there are a few options, you know, in front of ISB, if you choose to go down, say, continue with this project, are you going to, presumably you are going to make use of the KSB research work and try to build on that?
Yes, exactly. That's precisely the fact. They produced some very good reports, and obviously that would be a starting point. Yeah, definitely.
Just want to get that confirmation.
Yes, no, definitely.
Luke Young.
Okay, before commenting our research on the research project, I would like to refer to determination of functional currencies. In September, the IASB deliberated the issue regarding foreign currency translation, and among others, we know that the IASB deliberated whether and how an issue regarding functional currency should be addressed. We have received a significant concern over the guidance regarding hierarchy in determining a functional currency, and this has become one of the barriers that prevent Japanese companies from voluntary use of IFRS. In this regard, decision process regarding functional currency under IAS 21 is rather inflexible compared with US GAAP. Some pointed out that this would hinder management exercising sound judgment based on relevant fact and circumstances. In addition, we do not think that addressing this matter would require a significant amount of resources. Rather, it could be dealt with as part of limited modification. Therefore, we strongly recommend that the IASB address this issue in on a timely manner. With respect to the research project, we believe that it would be useful to clarify the objectives and appropriate method regarding translations of foreign currency denominated items into a functional currency, especially translation of foreign currency denominated investment in debt securities from the conceptual viewpoint, primarily for two reasons. The firstly, the ISB previously explained that it will not address the matters regarding foreign currency translation as part of a conceptual framework project, because foreign currency translation is covered in one accounting standard, which is IAS 21. However, IAS 21 does not have basis for conclusion, which is supposed to provide the reasons or the concept about how the board or IASC reach the conclusions. Thus, the concept behind the requirement is unclear. If the IASB decide not to deal with foreign currency translation as a part of the conceptual framework, we believe that its concept should be clarified in an individual standard. Secondly, for investment in foreign currency denominated debt securities, we understand that measurement primarily relate to changes in interest rate risk, while translation relate to changes in foreign currency risks. We think that these two exposures economically, especially as to whether a relevant part of remeasurement of the investment should be presented in OCI. In addition, I would like to draw your attention that this is an area where IFRS and the US GAAP provide different accounting requirements. Thank you.
Any other comments? Ross?
So I understand the views of the board and agree that I would not focus on the narrow project. I think it's important to go and seek feedback, and so if you think that's the most effective way to do that is in the 2015 agenda consultation, that seems appropriate. With respect to practice issues in U.S. GAAP, it seems like we have a recurring Venezuela question that comes up around year end. It seems like every other year, but that has to do with a unique thing of having multiple currencies within a specific country. Other than that, there aren't substantial questions in the application that we see.
Just respond just briefly to Yukio's comments as well. I think one of the advantages of us pushing this down to the longer term and then reflecting a bit more actually allows us to start to do some maintenance or address particular issues. We were concerned that by having this on a short-term higher priority agenda that was going to block the Interpretations Committee and the board from actually doing anything. So in the case of the Venezuelan issue, we have a particular paragraph that you could do with some clarification. It's about the most likely currency that you would settle, and some people are struggling with the words that would actually get them there when they've got two or three currencies that are being quoted. And when it comes to issues about something like the functional currency, there again, if by pushing this into the longer term, it allows us to address and see whether there are merits in actually addressing that type of issue as well. So I think I would encourage, people have got issues that they think need to be addressed and you've done some preliminary work, then that's very helpful to us as well.
Any other comments?
You're all working very hard on projects on this.
Let's then have a break till 10 to 11, I would think.